Dean is off, but Chicago's very own Cindy Pearlman in Las Vegas has entertainment news for us this morning and news about a Heather Locklear reboot. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Bob, from 75-degree Las Vegas. Winter has arrived, but Heather Locklear has, too. She's back, and last weekend in Florida, they had a big Melrose Place reunion at something called 90s Con. Everybody was out from Melrose Place talking about a reboot they're doing, including Heather Locklear, which is pretty cool. The entire cast is signed back on to do this reboot.
Yeah, she's been out of the public eye for quite a while now, hasn't she?
Been out of the public eye. She's had some personal struggles, but she looks fantastic. She says she wants to go back to acting. And she was telling some old stories way back in the day. I don't know if you know, but she went on a date or two with Tom Cruise. Well, what a power couple back in the 80s. But she said they only went on one date to a place called Club Lingerie, where they went dancing. And Tom actually practiced his risky business knee slide that he did in the movie. And he asked her, do you stop dancing once you're down on the floor after you did the slide? And she was like, yes, please stop dancing once you're down there. So, you know, she has a little risky business tie there.
Yeah, wow. We could have been talking about Heather and Tom. I don't know what name we'd give them. But instead, we were talking about Jennifer Lopez and Ben and everybody else. And Netflix just won a hot bidding war for Jennifer Lopez. Is this a movie?
It's a movie, and rom-coms are so hot still. Everyone wants to do a rom-com, and this is J-Lo's rom-com. It's called Office Romance, pretty self-explanatory. Good coupling, though. It's J-Lo and Brett Goldstein from Ted Lasso, written by Ted Lasso writer Joe Kelly. And they won the bidding war on Netflix, and J-Lo just put out on Instagram saying this is going to be really fun. They haven't given the exact plot, but it's pretty obvious. And she's also starring in a sports drama, something serious coming up, produced by her soon-to-be ex, Ben Affleck, called Unstoppable, just premiered in Toronto, and it's about real-life wrestler Anthony Robles, who was born with one leg, went on to become a champion athlete, and Jennifer Lopez plays his mother, so she's getting a lot of acclaim for that one, too.
There is a lot of buzz about Demi Moore, and it's surrounding this new movie that's coming out this fall. What do we know about this?
Yeah, Demi Moore, who would have thought you would hear the words possible Oscar nominee, but that's what's happening. She was also at the Toronto Film Festival a few weeks ago for a new movie called The Substance. She's an aging actress who has an aerobic show, sort of an old kind of Jane Fonda workout show. But she's aging, and everyone's looking at her like this is it for her, her last gasp of fame. But there's a shot now where you can take a single injection that unlocks your DNA, and you can create a younger, better, supposedly better, version of yourself. Hmm. Herself, young, is played by Margot Qualley, who's Andy McDonald's daughter. And then, of course, it becomes a horror movie. It's the original fighting the new version. Some nude scenes in Toronto that got talked about a lot between Moore and Qualley fight scenes, though. And the cool thing is Demi Moore had a final cut. She could take out some of the nude stuff, and she said it was really tastefully done, and she did not want to take it out.
And so that's going to be a release in theaters, this movie?
In theaters this weekend, actually.
Wow.
And Demi Moore, who's so ageless, it's amazing. She said this is a great time in her life. She doesn't mind aging. Her kids are grown. She has the most independence I've ever had, she said. And she looks at this as a time of no expectations, which is a good thought process.
We'll watch for that, The Substances. And we should also talk a little bit about music news and the new Coldplay album. Have you had a chance to listen to it yet?
You know, I listened to a bunch of tracks from it. It's called Moon Music, and it's out in a few weeks, October 4th. They have this great first track. If you want to brighten up your day, it's called Feels Like I'm Falling in Love. Just a really Coldplay-ish Coldplay song. And it's a positive album, it sounds like. The tracks include Good Feelings, We Pray, One World. And it's actually their 10th studio album. And Chris Martin's funny. He keeps saying every day, countdown initiated. He's doing a countdown until the album comes out. And the other cool news is a 2025 tour, Chicago, next July 22nd. Be there.
Yeah, and finally, new movie coming out, and Chicago plays a big role in this. And it's Cat City. So is this really about cats?
This is about cats, Bob. I don't know if you're a cat person or a dog person, although you could be both.
Mm-hmm. I am.
You are a cat person? Okay, so this is about feral cats that are outside and the people who look after them in Chicago. What surprised me is the film company said there are thousands of cat colonies where these cats live in packs, up to 40 cats sometimes, and they have a whole social system, and then there's humans that feed them. And big-time cats in this movie include Coco, Princess, and Top Cat, Diego, who's kind of like a Tom Cruise Brad Pitt of the pack. And I didn't know this, but did you know it's not PC to call them feral cats anymore? They are community cats. So you cannot, you know, in our ever-changing language, community cats, the new one.
It's Cat City, and not to be confused with anything about cat ladies. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. Have a nice day.
Thanks, Bob.